Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's been Rick with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we check our spiritual vitals, making sure that we are in an atmosphere, in a space where God is. We're allowing God to flow, allowing God to speak, allowing God to pour into all of us every single Wednesday. So I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for the platform. I thank God for Chaos Block Talk Radio and Elder Oliver and his family that has created this space and opportunity for, you know, us to spread God's word, to spread love, to just talk, communicate, and bring community together. So I thank you, Elder Oliver, and your family. And before we jump in, I'm going to pray to set the atmosphere. God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you represent. Thank you for what you pour out into the world. Thank you for being anchored and grounded in the same God every day. Thank you for allowing us to have that same strength and possibility. Thank you for filling us with your spirit daily so that we can move, walk, and be like you, God. Thank you for entrusting us with the blessings you have blessed us with in our life, God. Thank you for your overflow of grace and mercy. Thank you for your overflow of patience and kindness. Thank you for being the same God that we can depend on and look at and go to for whatever we need, Lord. I thank you for life this morning. I thank you for strength this morning. I thank you for all of us being able to just open our ears to hear from you this morning, God. I thank you for equipping us with what we need to conquer the day ahead. I thank you for pouring into us exactly what we need in order to make the steps necessary today to just move forward and to walk in that grace and mercy that you've placed in our lives, God. I thank you. I praise you and I love you. I thank you in advance for a great and wonderful segment. I thank you in advance for moving and shifting the atmosphere this morning and setting it up just for us this morning, God. I pray that whatever seed is sowed today, God, it's planted on good, good soil, God, and that we're all able to have what we need in order to nourish and water that seed. I thank you and I praise you for a great segment, a wonderful segment, for all of our ears and hearts to be open to receive from you this morning, God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So, good morning, guys. We have not been on for the last 2 Wednesdays because your girl has been in Costa Rica. So, I went out of town. I went to Costa Rica, and it was a great, 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 great experience. I enjoyed the majority of it, I do recommend the company that I did go through. I went on a volunteer mission through this company called World Packers. It was great. My experience was great. I've been seeing a lot of great reviews. That's the reason why I joined the company. So if you do want to travel, but you want to travel with a purpose and direction, I'm not saying travel as a whole has a purpose, even if it's just for me to relax. But World Packers creates opportunity for, direction and purpose. For an example, my mission, I guess you could say, my volunteer experience was on a farm, and I was able to, feed chickens and feed a pig and rake leaves and, you know, set up rooms and for other guests coming in. I was able to, you know, clean bathrooms, just kind of be kind of like an employee for this set farm. And in return, they gave me housing. They cooked my meals, and, you know, necessities were taken care of, showers, you know, just necessities were taken care of. I was able to stay there for free, and in return, I volunteered for them. So there's different missions you can go to around the world. Like I said, that was in Central America. That was in Costa Rica. They have some in New Zealand, Indonesia, Spain, you know what I'm saying, Italy, Greece. In United States, if you don't even want to leave the United States, if you're here, just different places around the world, they have opportunities. So I'm excited to continue my journey. I'm excited to turn over a new chapter, a new leaf, and I'm excited to just continue to grow and to see what else, you know what I'm saying, this traveling can do for me. So I'm really happy. I'm really excited for this mission. So with that being said, I do want to talk about a situation that did happen, and I feel like it was a great learning experience for me, and I do feel led to share it. So, yeah, guys. So where do I start in this? I don't want to go too much into detail because I'll be here for a minute. But long story short, I had a situation where basically the other volunteers at my farm that I was volunteering at to target me in a way, and my older brother had went with me, and I guess we're taking things the wrong way that he was saying and expressing to them, and then I don't know if I just got thrown in there because we came together, but they began to, you know, come at me off of, I guess, misconceptions about them. The point I'm making, I'm not going to go into the part about him necessarily, but I just want to bring up a point with my situation, okay? So, see, he had two situations with volunteers there where, you know, they just took what he was saying the wrong way. I guess they were a little maybe sensitive, and my family is a little, you know, a little raw and straightforward, which isn't always the best, and I can say that. But we are a work in progress. But, like, you know, when you're raised a certain way and you're comfortable in a certain environment, you know, it takes that growth of unlearning and relearning to know, okay, maybe this isn't the best thing that I picked up. You know, because everybody's not perfect. All families are not perfect. So there's things that we may pick up that are not the best in every situation. So growing up, you have to unlearn and relearn, and that's very important. Some people, you know, just stick to this is how I am and this is how I am, which, you know, okay, but you might end up in the same situations over and over with people if you don't change something within you, you know, and it's okay to change. It's very okay to change if it's for, you know, a great purpose and a great, you know, cause. So cool. Anywho, point I'm making is, you know, my family can, you know, have no type of filter at times, and I was explaining to my brother that, you know, maybe – you know, anyway, I'm going to leave his situation there. Point is, they were taking what he was saying the wrong way because he's a little raw and direct. Okay? So, cool. With my situation, should I explain the situation or should I just, you know what, I'm going to explain it because I have to explain it in order to get, so everybody can get the full reason as to why I wanted to bring it up. So, my job for the day was to rake leaves, right? Mind you, my volunteer mission, my volunteer experience was in the middle of a jungle, and that was a whole experience in itself, but it was in the middle of a jungle. So with that being said, we have to rake leaves because the host that I have, he does excursions, he does tours around the rainforest, not the rainforest, but the jungle. He does nighttime tours. He just does have different listings of tours that he does. And like I said, our job is to basically work for him. So we have to keep the paths clear so that he can always see where to go. And the guests can always see where to go. You know what I mean? So our job daily is to rake leaves to make sure our paths are clear. Cool. So this set day, that was my job, was to just strictly rake leaves. My brother had a situation with a few of the volunteers that morning, so he told our host, hey, would you mind if our job was to just rake leaves today so we could stay out the way? You know, it's a little hot right now. We just want to stay out the way to, you know, make things diffuse, keep the peace. Let's just, you know, can we just be in the jungle, you know, raking leaves instead of doing laundry or kitchen duty or feeding chickens in the space where everybody is? Can we just go out the way and rake leaves out in the jungle? Cool. You know, great intentions, pure intentions. The host himself said yes. Okay. So the host wasn't here this day when, you know, all of this transpired. So, okay, back into the story. I'm raking my leaves for the day, right? Breaking my leaves, doing my job, so I came back to take a break. I'm tired, you know, it's hot out there. Right now in Georgia, it's what, maybe 40 degrees out there, y'all? It's about 90. So we're breaking leaves in the heat, and it's humid. We're breaking leaves in the heat. So, you know, and I'm not complaining. I'm enjoying it. I just came back to take a break. So I'm in the kitchen taking a break, drinking my water, and one of the volunteers came up to me, and she was like, did you take the eggs? I'm like, no, I didn't take the eggs. I don't know what you're talking about. She was like, well, something happened to the eggs. You didn't touch them? I said, no, I didn't touch the eggs. I don't know what you're talking about. She says, well, it had to be you or Victor. That's my brother's name. It has to be you or Victor. I'm like, And why, y'all, in my head, I'm already like, okay. You know, I'm not like automatically mad, but I'm like, question marks begin to go off in my head. So I just looked at her and I said, okay, and why does it have to be me or Victor that touched the eggs? So she's like, because the guests, because mind you, we're volunteers, and then there's guests that also stay there. They don't have to do anything. They pay their money. They stay there, right? So I say, and why does it have to be me or Victor that took the eggs? She says, because the guests aren't going to take them, so it has to be one of you. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know what happened to the eggs. The eggs have nothing to do with me. I was on leaves for the day. That's it. That's all. So she starts to say, well, the eggs, something happened to the egg, something about a chicken laid the egg or didn't lay the egg. I don't even know. She just starts going in about these eggs. And I said, well, I don't have anything to do with the eggs. She keeps coming back with it has to be me and my brother that touched these eggs. And I politely said to her, and like I said, y'all, oh, let me pause. I know I keep pausing. But I'm not saying I did everything right in this situation. But we're going to get to the point of what God revealed to me, and I'm making it into, not making it, but it is a learning experience that I want to share. Okay. So she's like, it has to be your Victor. She keeps saying that. So I politely said to her, once I told you no, I didn't touch the eggs, and I don't know what you're talking about, your next thing that you should have did was turn around and go ask somebody else, why are you still talking to me? Was that the best way to say it? Maybe not. I could say, though, it wasn't. My point just was that I feel like you're calling me a liar. So before I get mad at the fact that you're calling me a liar and I go off about that, this was the best way I thought to handle it is by letting her know, hey, like, once I told you no, I don't know, you should have turned around and went to go ask somebody else while you're still talking to me. Maybe I shouldn't have said it like that. I'm not saying I picked the right things to do in this situation. I'm just telling the story. Cool. So she gets upset, and she's just like, I don't know. Honestly, I can't remember everything that she said, but she starts to get upset, and I start to get upset. So we are kind of talking a little loud. So her mom now walks up, and I'm not even about to get into everything. Long story short, me and her mom go back and forth. We do. I do go back and forth with her mother. So we're all going back and forth at this point. And then another volunteer comes down, and she makes me mad, too, because her response back to everything I just explained was, well, you don't have to yell. Are we not going to talk about the fact that they're targeting me and pushing on me? And I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about, and it should have ended right there. Why are they still coming at me? But whatever. Your response back to me is, well, you don't have to yell. Okay, you're right. I don't. So at this point, I'm mad. I'm going back and forth with a couple people. And then I just, once they ended up, you know, my brother ended up coming around and hearing it. He's just like, Vanessa, just relax. Let it go. We're going to do our job for the day. Let it go. So they walk off or whatever. And I continue to sit right there and drink my water. Should I have walked away? Yes. But me, in that flesh, I sat there anyway. And I'm just like, you know how you try to be in the presence? I just sat there and continued to drink my water. Unbothered is the point, is what they say. Like, I'm unbothered. Like, you're not bothering me at all. I'm going to sit here and continue to drink my water. Like, I didn't have to do that. I could have just walked away and drank my water. But I did. I sat there. And then the mom had said something under her breath, and I said something back to her, but she didn't say nothing back to me. And then my brother was like, Vanessa, let's go now. So we walk away. First thing, this is now what I want to pull from that. Y'all heard the story. No, I didn't do everything right. This goes to show that I don't believe that I'm perfect. I don't believe I have all my ducks in a row, all my T's are not crossed, and all my I's are not dotted. But, that's just that. All my T's are not crossed, all my T's are not crossed and all my I's are not dotted and all my ducks are not in a row. They're not. And the first thing God showed me was you need to stop trying to defend yourself. You have to stop trying to defend yourself. You say what you say and that's it. Stop going back and forth with people. You don't have to keep arguing your point. If somebody feels a way about you or has their opinion, let them have their opinion. I am the one that defends you. I'm the one that takes up for you. I'm the one that fights your battles. I'm the one that has the final say. I don't allow anyone to touch my children. I don't let anyone touch my children. You are protected. Don't ever think you have to get out of your body and have to argue these points on your, you don't have to do that. You say what you mean and you mean what you say, and that's it and that's all. Stop allowing people to bring that anger out of you, those spirits out of you, so you remain peaceful. You remain peaceful at all times. Don't allow anybody to get you out of your body. I can't say out of your character because I'm still working on me, and there are things I need to fix. So there are some things that are still part of my character, sadly. So I can't say, oh, they got me out of character, because it's still there, but got me out of my body to where I'm making choices that I'm not consciously aware of. If I have to look back and say I shouldn't have done that, that means I wasn't consciously aware in the moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going off of what my body knows to do. I'm just going off of, I'm on autopilot. I'm just going off of how I normally react to things. You get what I'm saying? I'm moving off of habit versus actually being consciously aware in the moment and saying, Vanessa, you know where this can go. You know that you can always go left, so you need to choose right. You know you can go left. You know you can go left. You know the situation could go left. The situation could have went very left. How she, the lady said something under her breath, and I promise y'all, I'm going to be very raw. I'm going to be honest with y'all. That lady said something under her breath in Spanish, and she started whispering. I said back to this lady, I hope we're not talking crazy. Like, this situation could have went so left. Vanessa, why did you allow somebody to get you all the way there, and you know you're working on yourself? You know that this is a situation that's literally a test in your face. Luckily, it's good to have people around you that iron sharpens iron. It's good to have people around you that can be like, hey, let's go. You know, want to get hot with me and want to get mad with me, and now we both looking dumb. Now we both done lost, you know what I'm saying? Now we both are just, you know what I'm saying, just lost in the situation. Luckily, it was a person, my brother was with me to say, okay, let's go, that's enough, let's go. And then started to encourage me as we're walking away. You know, this is just a test. You were just talking about growth this morning. You were saying how much you've been growing on this trip, how God has opened up your eyes. You feel like you've shifted to a new paradigm. You were just talking about all of this. Of course, something is coming around to see if you really are ready for elevation. If you really are, you know, just to test you or just to see where you're at, whatever, blase, blase, or simply that the enemy don't like that you are growing. Just to throw something in there. You know, you have to be very sensitive to things when you know that you just spoke out loud that I'm in a place of growth, I'm in a place of blossoming, I'm in a place of, you should have already seen that coming, really, is what I was telling myself, is Vanessa, you should have already seen that coming, especially the fact that they was coming at your brother. You should have already been prepared to keep your ground, stay grounded, stay rooted, keep God in the middle of my eyesight. Just see the cross. Just see the cross. You know what? I'm going to walk away. God bless you. I said, no, I didn't touch the eggs. I didn't touch the eggs. My brother didn't touch the eggs. God bless you. Have a great day. I'm about to go back and rake my leaves. That's what I should have done from the beginning. But no, I felt like I had to defend myself. And that's exactly what God showed me, is you do not have to defend yourself. I got you. I will take care of you. And right then, God gave me a vision, like a visual, like an example, because he knows his child. So I didn't need a visual, and I love that God works with us wherever we're at. So he gave me a visual, and the first, it's like he took, like, I don't know, he gave me a visual, and it was like, he was like, imagine I give you a platform on social media. Let's just use this as an example. I give you a platform on social media. You know that you just talk the word. You know that you just, you know, said a great, you know, whatever, the video was beautiful, the post was beautiful, whatever was beautiful, and you have several negative comments underneath there. Are you going to sit there and defend yourself to every single last person? No, you allow people to have their opinion, and you stand firm on who you are. Stop always thinking you have to explain yourself. Stop always thinking you have to defend yourself. Imagine how mad you're going to be at every single comment that comes if you're so worried about people and their opinions and what they think and feel like you always have to say something back. Get out of that. Get out of that. And I received it right when he said it. I did. Was I still upset? Was I still emotional about the situation? Yes, I did call my mama. I'll call my daddy after too. But, yeah, like, I was definitely still emotional, but did I receive what God said? Yes, I did. And I went back. I raked my leaves. I did what the host asked me to do. And after that, things definitely weren't – things happened as God wanted them to happen. And let me tell y'all how this came around full circle. I feel like this is because I learned the lesson. I grasped it. I had a smile on my face for the rest of my trip. I was good. I was A-OK. I was fine. Y'all, literally, I guess I should put in there that me and my brother had to end up leaving early because the tension, I guess, was so high and they had ended up getting to the host before we could and told just their side of the story, y'all, and the host basically was saying, like, they spinned it as we was being violent with them. Y'all, whatever, we ended up having to leave early. Like I said, once we got to that top of the jungle, we prayed. No, okay, let me back up. Even leaving out, my brother had washed his clothes because, you know, we had to leave. My brother had washed his clothes. He had put them on the table real quick and ran to come talk to me. He came back to the table. His clothes was on the ground. Mind you, there's no floor, like no nice little floor. We're in the jungle. They threw his clothes on the dirt. whatever, he kept his cool, I kept mine, I finished my work for the day, I packed my bags, and we left, and we prayed when we got to that top of that mountain, we prayed, we left, you know, with that, you know, Lord, whatever we were supposed to learn, whatever we're supposed to gain, I pray that you keep that in our bodies, in our system, and we leave whatever else was trying to attach itself to us, we leave it in that jungle, we leave it in them trees, we're about, you know what I'm saying, whatever, we said a whole prayer, you know, cool, whatever, my brother had prayed, cool. And we left from there, y'all. We was in good spirits. We told each other, you know, we're going to continue to enjoy our trip. Everything happens for a reason. The rest of our, four days, we was in vacation mode. We got a spot by the beach. We was in vacation. We stayed in the, like, it's one long strip, and it leads into the jungle. We stayed in the jungle. But we got to stay on the strip next to all the, you know, the eateries by the beach. You know, we got two sides of the trip. We got to volunteer at a great, beautiful farm, and we got to stay on the beach and be tourists. So, and we got to see monkeys. Y'all, it was a vibe. Cool. Let me get to the point of what I'm telling y'all. It was one day we were kept trying to meet the host so that we could have a sit-down conversation with him because, y'all, I do want to keep my World Packers account. This was a great experience. Everything was, you get what I'm saying? I wanted to really have a conversation with him. He was open for a conversation. He was still communicating with us. He was calling us friend, all of that. Like, you know, so cool. We ended up, it was a time that we were trying to see him. He had an issue or whatever. He couldn't meet us. Then he was ready that night. My brother had fell asleep early and would not budge. So cool. So we ended up the next day, we said we were going to see him. Y'all, it just so happened we walk into the city to get food. Why do we see the host at the same restaurant we're going to? Y'all, nothing but the Lord. So the host, smiling, came to sit with us. We're like, okay, let me know, offer it. Everything is okay. Everything is fine. There was another person watching. Y'all, there was another person watching. He has an electrician that works on the farm. Why did the electrician see everything that happened? And he said, no, they're good. They're okay. And explain what happened to him, y'all. Is that, could I say, like, I want to know if I could compare this to the ram in a bush story. But, like, God always makes a way out of your situation. Like, you may not see it. You may not understand. You may not know why you're in it. God had to give me that lesson I needed in that moment. But, baby, you're always protected. You're my child, okay? I always have. It's going to, like, the fact that there was a witness to be able to witness on our behalf is crazy to me. What are the odds? What are the odds? You get what I'm saying? And the host literally said, I was stressed. And I was confused because I know y'all are good people like me. Like, he was like, don't worry about your account. Everything is okay. Everything is good. We're okay. Let me know when you want to come back. You got it. Like, y'all, what are the odds that, one, we ended up at the same restaurant? What are the odds that there was somebody watching and was able to witness on our behalf? You get what I'm saying? And the fact that I love that the host based it off of our character and him knowing us. Like, I was confused because I was stressed.
And he pointed to his head. He was talking to a translator because he's Spanish, but he was pointing to his head like I was stressed. You get what I'm saying? Because I know he typed, because I know y'all are good people like me. You get what I'm saying? Like, that warmed my heart. And then I'm going to be honest, he did get, you know, he was like, this is a learning experience for everybody. Y'all, you guys lack empathy and patience for each other. And that was real. That was real for him to say that and make it a learning experience. And he let me know that everything happens for a reason. It's okay. You get what I'm saying? Like, that warmed my heart. And I'm just saying, this is exactly why God let me know from the jump, you don't have to defend yourself. I defend you. You don't have to defend yourself. I take care of you. I'm your God. I make all things work together for you. I got you. As a learning experience, shed your light, spread me, and that's it. So how I feel like, not feel like, I know I should have handled it is, hey, no, I didn't take them. I don't know what happened to the eggs. You should go ask somebody else. I don't know. And once you got rowdy, girl, God bless you. I'm about to go back and rake my leaves. That's it. That's all. I don't have to defend myself to anyone. God got me. And like I said, he showed me instantly. What if I put you in a position where you know what I'm saying, you have a bigger platform, you could reach more people, you're going to get more negativity coming your way. Are you going to still defend yourself to everybody? I can't take you higher because of what's in you. Maybe that's why you can't succeed in what you're doing. Not succeed, but you can't go further because I still got to, you know, you're still in the pruning season. I'm still in a place of helping you out and taking out things inside of you that are still there. Maybe that's why, and that is okay. Maybe I'm not qualified all the way yet, but the promise is still yours if you keep continuing to go forward. If you can continue to learn, if you continue to grow, if you continue to keep the main thing, and that's me, I got you. You will succeed. You will go further. You will touch what I have for you, but you can't get it right now because you'll drop it. You can't get it right now because you'll mess it all up. But as long as you keep growing and getting those things out of you, it's yours. Just continue to grow, my child. And I'm showing you, he flipped it around to show me that I got you. There was a witness the whole time. I got you. Stand firm. Stay grounded. You're already taken care of. So whoever that's for, whoever it applies to, keep your ground as far as God and Christ. Keep your witness to where you can keep that door open of being able to display Christ, display that goodness and that light at all times. Me telling that lady, I hope you're not talking crazy, is not showing my light at all. At all. Straight flesh. You know what I'm saying? We have to remain grounded in Christ at all times. So this is a learning experience for me, and I really felt led to share this with you guys, that it's very important for us to not have to defend ourselves, go back and forth, and to also not operate out of emotion as much as possible. If you're doing things out of habit and what you always do and how you always react, you got to step outside of yourself sometimes at these type of times and be like, you know what, is this the best choice that I'm about to make? You know what I'm saying? It's hard while you're in the moment, but it's important for us to do it so we don't make dumb decisions. So, yeah, y'all, that's our segment for today. I just wanted to share that of defending. Well, let me see if I can pull up a scripture about defending ourselves. We got to always have scripture. Let me see. I'm going to put in scripture. And I do this all the time. Guys, if y'all ever feel like, you know, how can I get a word for the day? Just put in a word, scripture for defending. Let me see. Defending yourself. Let's see. I know, y'all, this is a little ghetto. I should have been had my verse right. I'm sorry, but I just remember, I just don't want to end this off without, you know, putting a scripture in there. That's very important to always include the word. So let me see if this is a good one. No, that is not a good one. I know I have a scripture for defending yourself. Let me see. Scripture for God defending us. Sorry, y'all.
Y'all, this is very good of me. I should have definitely already had my my scriptures. Okay, we could go Psalms 18 too. This is not the one that I was thinking of, but I don't know what I'm thinking of. So we're going to go Psalms 18 and, what was it, 2? The Lord is my rock and my place of safety. He is the God who saves me. My God is my rock. I go to him for safety. He is like a shield to me. He's the power that saves me. He's my place of safety. God is going to take care of us. He's our place that we run to. Always keep our eyes on him at all times. We don't always feel like, we don't have to feel like I'm out here alone by myself and I have to defend me. I got me. No, God got us. Okay, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. You're not this big old person that has to fight this battle alone. God will fight our battle. That's what I want to, what is the scripture about God fighting our battles? That's what it is. Scripture about God fighting for us. Yes, thank you, Lord. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. That is what he actually gave me after this happened. Yes, God, thank you, Lord. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. God will fight for us. He will defend us. He will take care of it. Just be still and know that he is God, okay? So, yeah. That was good. I love that scripture because that was literally the scripture that God gave me. Hold on, I think I see one more, y'all. And then we're going to wrap it up. We're going to get up off of here. But I just really had to share this experience because, okay, the Lord your God is going with you. He'll fight for you. He'll help you win the battle over your enemies. Amen. Yes, he will. Don't be scared. Don't panic. Don't be afraid or be terrified by them. Yes, yes, he will. So, yes, y'all, that's our segment for today. I pray that we soak in self-love and awareness. I pray that we make today a great day. Keep God first and open up our hearts to receive from him, for him to water us, pour into us, love on us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Make today a great day. I love y'all.